Sing me a song of a lass that is gone. Say, could that lass be I? Mary of souls, she sailed on a day over the sea to sky.
Welcome to the Outlander Gab on the Air. We have a full show tonight, so hopefully you'll enjoy this and have a good time and call in and talk to us. I'm Erin. I'm a senior editor from 3fbyspace.net, we are a production of 3fbyspace.net. And my co-host, as always, are Sam Kropner. Say hi, Sam.
Hi.
And Allison Bailey. Say hi, Allison.
Hello, hello.
And tonight, we'll chat about episode 510, how everybody is surviving, whether you've become a Zoom expert. but the one big thing we're going to talk about tonight, we have a special guest who is Jerry Milani, the public relations person for Wizard World. And you'll hear more about this later, but Wizard World is doing a couple of exciting events in the next week for Outlander fans. If you are interested in talking to Jerry about Wizard World, I would ask that you give us a call in this first group. We're going to chitty-chat like we always do for a few minutes. Then we're going to talk to Jerry, and by about 8:30, we'll be 8:30 Central Time, so half an hour from now. We'll be opening up the line to callers only who want to call about, ask a question about Wizard World so that we can have you talk to Jerry and not have him spend his time on the line if you really have no interest in Wizard World. And a special event tonight, if you call in only for callers, not for anybody listening on the replay, if you call in and talk to Jerry about Wizard World, whether you want to comment about 2018 or any of the Wizard World, you know, New Orleans or Cleveland or anything, or ask questions about the upcoming events, anybody who calls in today and then emails me, you have to email me so I know who you are, at erin.conrad@3fbyspace.net. And I'll repeat that a couple times tonight. Just call and remind me you were on the air. I will draw one name, and you will have the opportunity to give us a question that will be handed to the moderator during one of the two panels, and your question will be asked during either the panel for the season 1 and 2 guests or the season 3, 4, and 5 guests. So hopefully somebody will have a great question to ask, and we'll get on the air tonight. So we had episode 510 on Sunday night or over the weekend. A lot of people watch it early. What did you think? They're chuckling.
What did you think?
Well, I published my review this afternoon. Everybody knows what I think already. What do you think?
Allison?
You know what? There were parts I liked. I always try to sort of look on the positive side of it, since I'm happy we have the show, but there was so much. It was just a lot. There was a lot of stuff.
Was it a lot of good or a lot of bad or mixed in between?
Mixed. I mean, there was just a lot happened. It was almost too much happened. It's a lot to sort of process. I asked my husband, who's not a book reader, if things made sense to him. And he had to sort of think about it. I don't think he was sort of, he said he just sort of experienced it. It was like, there's a lot of drama. So that's what got to him, I think.
Okay. So. Yeah, there was a lot that went on. Sam, what did you think?
Well, you know, my mama always taught me, if you can't say something nice, don't say anything. So I'll focus on the good, okay? So Beliers did a very good job with the script he was given. I thought he was very
that
believable.
Says a lot in itself.
I'm being positive. I really did think that he's very much a method actor, so he really wanted to get into that character's head, and he really, you know, he wanted to bring that, and I really felt that. We all know that Bonnet is a horrible, deplorable character, but, you know, there were even times where, you know, you started to feel sorry for him. That being said, I really agree with you wholeheartedly, and Aaron, you and I have talked about this, is he should have stuck around for the whole point was that the specter of Stephen Bonnet and you know, is he, will he, won't he, the fact that she got away and she shot him in the testicle, you know, that's a little, you know, comic relief, but it was, you know, and I was kind of looking forward to that. I mean, there's a lot of little itty bitty things. I am by no means it didn't happen this way in the book, so I don't like it. There's reasons why, you know, it was drug out. Now, I don't know if they're doing this because they are, because there's other storylines, or that they're merging books together. I wish I knew. And maybe there's a method to the madness, and maybe I'll understand why they're condensing things from the next book into this one. But I don't know any of that now. And I'm a little concerned that there's some things that should have happened by now before Jamie got better from the snake bite that didn't happen.
Right.
And I'm not sure how they're going to get around that. And then there's some things that have already happened that shouldn't have yet. So, I'm concerned.
Yeah.
How's that?
To figure
I'm
out
concerned.
How the timeline's going to go. Yeah.
Right. Well, the Bonnet thing, I enjoy watching TV shows that have, a thread you can pull through multiple seasons. And I know we've had Bonnet in 2 seasons now, so maybe they're thinking that's enough. I don't know. But I like Willie or won't he? Is he around the corner? Where is he? Why are they so worried about him?
That's a big part of Outlander. There's that evil something somewhere that you have to still worry about. That's a big part of the story.
Right.
Always there.
And then there are a whole lot of other things that, like you were saying, Sam, that you'd think we would have seen by now. And some of them are minor, and we can live without them. But some of them really make a difference to the story. And, you know, the reason for the fire that Bree and Roger both came back to warn their parents about. And the things that happen as a result of that fire, and people that we've met or seen in the background and haven't even really been introduced to. And there was a whole story that Jocasta, you know, we heard half her story of when she and her husband and their daughter tried to escape and their daughter was killed on the road, but there's another half of the story that we didn't hear.
Yeah, exactly. And it's a big part of the story.
It's
a big part. Yeah.
And then here's Jocasta this week giving her money away. You know, well, where
that very strange, very out of character, just sort of sitting there going, well, I think I'll give him this much. Give them this much. That's just not her.
Right.
Do you think that there was a scene cut where maybe they set it up such that they knew that by that point that Forbes was in on it, and they were, because you remember there was the whole mother kidnapping thing, that whole thing didn't happen. So you know, maybe there was a scene or something where they knew and she was trying to goad him into confessing something, not trying to strangle her, but you know what I mean? Although if they knew that they were going to try to get his ire up, maybe Ulysses wouldn't have been so far away.
Right.
No, I don't think they had any idea, you know, but, and one thing that, you know, when she's talking about that much money, we have no context, you know, to us, if a wealthy person gives you $500, nobody's really going to worry about that, you know. But
yeah, and if I remember my Austin from the 1800s, there were people that made like 10 pounds a year was their salary.
Right.
So, you know, but those who aren't in Austin land might not be able to make those equations
right.
there.
Right.
Yeah.
So
100
you know,
pounds, $100 was
that's
huge.
A lot of money.
Yeah. So I don't know. That didn't seem at all realistic. But I did feel like Ed did a great job.
And so did Roger. I do like the fact that Roger was, you know, definitely a less than, you know, he was not a two-dimensional character anymore. He was becoming an actual character now. And
Yeah. I don't know. So, well, we'll chat more about that after we talk to Jerry in Wizard World. So, Sam, you wanted to give us an update on events coming up.
Okay. Well, as you know, I've been keeping a list for the past couple of years of various Outlander cast appearance events. And this year started off with a nice list. And then this little, I don't know, something happened and people all of a sudden decided they weren't going to travel. So there were a couple of them, as we've talked about in the past, that we knew had to be canceled, but we're actually only three of them are for sure canceled, which isn't bad when you think about it, but a lot of them weren't scheduled to happen yet. One is going to be rescheduled, which is the Rickland Disney, you know, theme park California thing, but some of the other ones we still don't know. I actually went out today and I went to each of the websites, and one of Scott Kyle's Canadian Fling, or the not Canadian, you know, his Highland Flings, one of them got moved. The New England one got moved to October, but there's still two of them that are on the books that they're still taking tickets for May and June of this year. So take that with a grain of salt. They're still out there. And then the other ones aren't until July and August and September and later. So I those are still all going as far as all of their websites say. So, you know, we'll know as we get closer. It's hard to really guess what's going to happen between now and say June, July. But what I'm thrilled about, because the ones that did get canceled, there's a lot of people like me that are going through withdrawals and aren't getting to see, you know, I really wish I could travel and actually see my friends too, because that's half the fun of going to these, you know, conventions. But I do think that it's a wonderful idea for Wizard World to do the virtual experience. So one of the reasons that we have Jerry on is because this is kind of new territory. I was on a very small private, you know, only five people event I told you guys about with a little Zoom meeting, you know, last week, 2 weeks ago. But that was nothing compared to the scope of what Wizard World is planning on doing. And this may be the new norm. They're not doing it just for the two Outlander events that Aaron's already talked about. They've actually got quite a few other fandoms lined up. So being in technology myself, I am really interested to talk to Jerry to find out a little bit of the details, because this is it's extremely exciting to me, because there are some people that I've got friends who have mobility issues. Maybe this is going to be, if it's not the way that people run events in the future, maybe it's an optional additional way of running events in the future. So we'll have to see how this goes. This is really interesting.
Definitely.
Game-changing, if it were, But
and Wizard World is kind of a pioneer in this. 2 years ago in 2018, when Sam and Katrina both had to change their schedules and Sam couldn't make it to Wizard World in Chicago at all.
Right.
He did Skype sessions with everybody who had bought a ticket for a photo op with him. And that was, as I understand it, new for Wizard World and something they had not done before. So,
and we know lots of people that took advantage of it. They had a wonderful time. And
yeah.
Yeah.
Now, that was a little bit easier, though, technology-wise, because you had a camera in a room in Chicago, and you had Sam's connectivity
right.
in his kitchen in Glasgow.
Right.
I'm, you know, now having to swap that over every minute or two to a different person is going to be quite a challenge, I think. But
right.
I'm,
yeah. Yeah.
Well, I'm
we'll
really hopeful that
it.
They can make this work, yes. Cause
yeah,
it's,
we'll ask him about it. It'll be interesting to find out. And I want to invite you again to call in and talk to Jerry as soon as we've talked to him, and know that you can win the opportunity to have a question given to the moderator of either of the two panels, either the season 1 and 2 guest panel that's Thursday, or the season 3, 4, and 5 guest panel that is next Tuesday. And so if you would like to have that opportunity to ask a question, and I don't know if you would have any other opportunity, but if you would like that opportunity, call in and just say hi to Jerry and see what, ask him any questions you have. So with no further ado and no more music, we've got a whole bunch of music here, but I won't play any of it. We'll bring in Jerry Malani, who is the public relations director for the Wizard World shows, which are all over the country. Thank you, Jerry, for agreeing to join us on such short notice. This was just a morning brainstorm. How are you this morning or this evening?
I'm so great, and I'm so glad that you reached out, because you reached out. We were right in the middle of getting one done today. So we're just, you know, kind of keeping up with this. We had the folks from My Hero Academia on today, and it was just a fun, I mean, that's the manga world, and so
yeah.
it just brings us a different audience than we might have had in the previous ones, and certainly that we'll be doing on Thursday. But for us, it's fun to reach out to different audiences and just to kind of put a little brightness in everyone's day when things are, you know, not going their way always.
Yeah, this is a great way to be able to have some of your events in this new and different world that we're having to put up with for hopefully a short time. How did this idea come about?
Well, you know, you guys were just talking about it a little while ago. This whole idea, kind of the germ of it, was Chicago 2018, in August of 2018, mm-hmm. when Sam couldn't make the appearance at Chicago, and we kind of had to rearrange a little bit, and fans who came hoping to meet Sam had this alternate way of meeting him, as you described, and we looked at each other and went, we know this isn't the way that fans expected this, but they all really seemed to be enjoying it. And as you said, it was a controlled situation.
Yeah.
Fans went up. There was no technological barrier for anyone. Sam was in his kitchen or his living room, and he was talking to people. Oh, hey, Aaron, great to meet you. And then moved on to the next person. Hey, Bill, great to meet you. And then he moved on. And we saw that, and we kind of put it in our hip pocket. And, you know, the day-to-day of doing 16 to 18 shows kind of precluded us from kind of going forward with that idea more than kind of thinking about it and how can we do this. And, well, we got another show next month, so we'll wait. Well, suddenly we don't have another show next month, right? March 9th, we came back from Cleveland after a really successful show that was, you know, that was right on the cusp of the time there. Like March 9th, I flew back in the morning from Ohio back to New Jersey, and they basically closed Ohio behind us. We were really the last event to happen
wow.
in the state on that
That's
kind
amazing.
Of scale. They even canceled or limited, they didn't cancel it, but they limited the public activities in that Arnold event, the Arnold Schwarzenegger bodybuilding event that was going on in Columbus at the same time. So we were really the last event. I flew home, I went shopping, everything was fine. Tuesday morning, Wednesday morning, we couldn't do that anymore. Our whole world changed. So our whole world changed as well. Now, we already didn't have any events scheduled the rest of March, April, and May. Just by a quirk of our schedule, some of our events we used to have during that time moved either forward or backwards. So we don't have an event scheduled during those times. So that was kind of a really going to be a prep time for us for our big shows coming up. But when we now it's uncertain when the next time is people are going to be able to get together on the kind of
right.
scale that we do at Wizard World, we started figuring out, okay, how can we bring the show to the people? And so we started with a couple of our kind of standbys and people who we know. We've got the Buffy the Vampire Slayer crew, and we got, you know, a couple of different groups that we work with a lot. And let's just test, let's see. Let's put it out there. Let's say here's going to be the date, and here's the situation. And working with the managers who've been great, the celebrities have been great, and fans have been really great, really appreciative of what we're trying to do. And I think that, you know, we're about 7 or 8 of these in the last couple of 3 weeks that we've been doing them, with about 13 more in the works just in the next, like,
wow,
3 or 4 weeks.
Wow.
It's been a big success. And, you know, you said it, some fans, even not with the situation as we're in right now with the pandemic, if you live in Bulgaria or if you live in Australia, mm-hmm. or if you have mobility issues, or if you have social anxiety issues and you haven't been able to ever come to a Wizard World event, now you can,
mm-hmm.
in a way.
Yeah, yeah, that's great. That, you know, really sounds good. So everything has been working well. You've worked out the kinks, and you think this is going to be a fairly easy for fans to navigate and to handle through your staff.
Well, there's several levels. I mean, the great thing is we're working with a group called Greenlit Gaming, and that's our group that we were already working with at our shows for our gaming events. And they've run all kinds of events like these for a long time. So we tapped into them and we said, what's the most efficient way for us to do really two things that are new for us? One would be these video Q&As where all of the celebrities in that group, so today it was the five actors or voice actors from My Hero Academia, and then, you know, Thursday is going to be the Outlander crew and what have you. They for that first hour, they are all on together on, you look at it, it looks like a Zoom chat, because mm-hmm. it is a Zoom chat. It's a Zoom chat that through our Greenlit Gaming group had been able to work it so that it can be broadcast simultaneously on Twitch, Facebook, on our Facebook mm-hmm. page, and YouTube, on our YouTube channel. So whether you have any of those, or if you don't have anything, you just go to twitch.com/WizardWorldVirtual, and it's right there. You click on it. It's free. Anyone can watch it. And it's a 45-minute, and these have been just great. I mean, these are five celebrities today, and in other cases it's been six, sometimes four. They haven't seen each other in a while either. So it's a reunion for them. They're getting together for the first time. People get to ask questions through our chat. We get hundreds of questions over the hour, so our monitors are kind of trying to figure out what the best one is, the best few are. But you also will have a question that we take from one of your winners tonight. If someone
right.
That you suggest a question to us, we'll make sure they get that in near the top of the answer too, because the top of the Q&A, because there'll be a lot of questions. And people, it's a chat that people can chat together, and you know that's part of the fun too. At the top of it, our moderator goes in there and says, "Tell us where you're from," and boom, you know, I type in New Jersey because I make sure everybody knows I'm from New Jersey, and then the next three are like Australia, Romania, you know, California, you know, we never know,
wow.
everything coming up, Oklahoma, everywhere. We got every different geography you can have, which is fantastic. So it's bringing the show to the people. So the technology side of it, you know, they do that on the Greenlit Gaming, and then following the event, the cool part following the event is that you can purchase an individual one-on-one private video chat, and it's in Zoom with that celebrity. So basically, we as a Wizard World, so I'll get one of the celebrities, and someone else gets another one, and someone else gets another, and basically
wow.
we'll monitor the room. So all the people who bought the Grant O'Rourke will go into Grant's room. They'll be temporarily in the waiting room, and then I'll just bring the next one in. Hey, Billy, you're next with Grant, and then a couple minutes, boom, out they go, and you go in. So to me, it's a different way to meet a celebrity, but we're
mm-hmm.
finding that fans, you know, you get that one-on-one that's not the same, of course, as being on the autograph area or in the photo op area or what have you, but it's a different experience. I'm not going to say whether it's better or worse. I think right now it's a different experience, and
right.
fans really seem to be enjoying it.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you a couple
questions.
It's apples
and oranges. You can't really compare
yeah,
them.
Yeah,
they're different.
Yeah. Let me ask you a couple questions about that. originally on the Wizard World site, it had said that these were 2-minute chats, and we've noticed that they now it says 1-minute chats. And fans have been asking Richard Rankin and Stephen Cree about that. What is going to be the time that each fan will have to be able to do this?
Yeah, so the very first one we did way back in the beginning or the end of March, we said 1 minute, and that none of them were 1 minute. They were all more than 1 minute, and we could tell that 1 minute kind of wasn't enough because we're monitoring them, and so they all went around 2 minutes. Some of them went even longer. It just depends on the celebrity and the discussion. So
okay.
we said no, not 1 minute. Let's do 2 minutes. So we started saying 2 minutes. And all the two-minute ones, they're not going 2 minutes either. They're going a little over and what have you. So everyone's just – it's never been a situation where I have to go on and go, okay, you're out of here, and click them.
Right.
The conversation ends naturally. It doesn't end with a bell going off
right.
1 minute and then suddenly they disappear. So
Richard
has said we could change his to say 2 minutes. There's something contractual that said – it should say 1 minute, but none of them will be 1 minute. You'll have more than that time.
Okay.
Hey, Jerry, have you worked with Richard before? You can't tell him what to do anyway, so good luck with
that.
And I don't see any of his being 2 minutes anyway. I mean, I had Claire Kramer was one that I had going in and out, and I mean, Claire was three minutes, four. She's like, I'm good, Jerry. You know, I'll pop back on there, and I'll be very subtle, you know, and then they'll be like, no, Jerry, I'm good. So I think
cool.
That's how these will go. And, you know, that also depends, too, on how many that celebrities are doing. I mean, James Marsters did this. And he literally had 75 people. So if he takes 4 minutes with everyone, you're going to be 3 a.m. and there's going to be a lot of people waiting. So it's also part of it is a courtesy thing. I had one of the celebrities, Summer Bashiel, from The Magicians, and she had 55. So we went almost 4 hours with people, and it ranged from fans who have seen her before and she recognized them. It was people out of the country. We had all kinds of folks from all over the place. We had a teen who had, you know, a little angst going on, and she kind of calmed her down. It's a mix of things. For the celebrity, it's great because just like you and me, they're in their house sequestered, right? They can't go out and do the things that they do, which is entertain people, which is go to studios and film things, which is go to the supermarket, like all the things that we can't do, they can't either. So they also haven't been interacting with a lot of people. So for them, it's not only the fact that they get to interact with their fellow celebrities on this kind of fun group chat, but then they love meeting the fans this way, just kind of like they do at our shows. I mean, it's the same thing.
Yeah.
Our shows, our fans, you've seen them. When you go to our shows, our fans will go up to the celebrity, and sometimes the guests, they don't get that kind of feedback from people. You know, they finish their day on the set, and they go, it's just cut, and they go home. Like, there's no one, they get notes or whatever, but there's no one there clapping. There's no one saying, hey, it was a great job today. Like, maybe someone says, but they're not getting that feedback from fans who have experienced the product in its final form. And then they do at our shows, and it's the same as in here. I'm finding some of the questions are the same ones that they might ask at events, and it's also, hey, how are you getting through this? And they're people, too, just like us. I mean, you know, the Outlander people.
Yeah.
They're people just like us.
Right. Do you have any suggestions for the people buying these opportunities so that they can make the most of it?
Don't be nervous. I think that the first 15 seconds sometimes, the first kind of question, a lot of the people say, oh, my God, I'm so nervous. I can't believe I'm meeting you. And that's cool, and that's fine. But don't worry, because this is new for everyone. This is new for all of us. And I think what's happening is a lot of the fans who are doing this, they've never had a chance to come to our show. I mean, some we know have, and they're familiar with them, but they've never been to a show. They've never had a chance to meet a celebrity in person, especially one that might be their favorite show. I mean, the My Hero Academia, and we did Ruby last week. Like, these fans, like when we're doing that chat, going on during the Q&A, if one of the celebrities doesn't know a character name or something, it pops up 20 different people say, oh, that's Jim. Like they all know the show maybe better than the celebrities, which is really cool. So my first advice is don't be nervous, but it's okay to be, but you don't have to be. The celebrities are very outgoing in this format. It's very low pressure. It's very low key, but also they're as excited to meet you as you are to meet them. And I'm going by having done a couple hundred of these in the last couple of weeks, individual chats where I've had bringing people in and out of these, and every one of the celebrities. Look, if this is not their thing, these celebs aren't. They're not going to do this if it's not their thing. And they're doing it because it is. And they want to meet you just as bad as you want to meet them.
Yeah, the Outlander celebs, Sam Allison and I have all met between us, I think probably all of them. And they are all very outgoing and really enjoy meeting their fans. And several of them are Wizard World alums. Mm-hmm. You know, Richard Rankin has been in quite a few of the Wizard World events. And, you know, they all know what it's like.
Yeah, Spaliers has been, Colin. We've had a few of them at our shows, Lotta has been at a couple, So we're, you know, and in New Orleans this year, it was a blast.
It was a blast.
We had a lot of them there, and it was really something. New Orleans itself is a blast. We better be back up and running in January. That's all I know, because I don't want to miss my New Orleans. I've been 11 times now. I don't need to be missing New Orleans.
Right. Is there an opportunity for the buyers to record this or to get a recorded version of this?
Yeah. So not of this. So this is not recorded, but we do have separately an opportunity for fans to get a recording done of what they choose that's done separately. And I've also been working on these and getting them back from the celebrities and sending them on. And they're really neat. So the fans, sometimes they have a specific thing they want recorded. And sometimes the note just says, hey, tell me something inspirational. And, I mean, I had Amber Benson's, and Amber is just amazing. She's the best at this of anyone that I've seen. Just, like, funny and heartfelt, but all the celebs are good at it, and it's just kind of a different way for you to – you could do it as a gift to somebody. And I don't know. To me, personally, I would rather do the live video chat, but there's something about having the lasting – memory of them having sent it to you, have that video forever, or something that you can give as a gift to somebody. A lot of birthday ones, a lot of anniversary ones that are in the notes there saying, you know, where they say, oh, happy birthday, Bill, and then they give it to Bill. So, you know, that's just another thing. We also have the autographs, but, you know, that's, you know, sometimes a more personal thing at our shows, but right now we don't have our shows. So if someone really wants an autograph of someone too, they can get the autograph separately. The recorded video has been very popular. I think the most popular, the best thing of this, because it's something different that up to now no one else was really doing. I saw that a couple other groups are pretty much cutting and pasting what we're doing and doing the same thing, and that's great because we know that means that this is a thriving, growing industry. And we've honestly looked at this and said, whenever we're allowed to go back to doing shows, we're going to go back to doing shows, but I don't think this virtual is ever going away. I think this will continue to be something that we can do, whether as part of shows or separate. I mean, think about the difference in getting just the logistics of it. Basically, when you've got two or three or four in a group and you get it and you pick a date, they just turn their computer on and they click the links we give them.
Right.
And we send it out and the fans don't have to go anywhere. They click a link that we send them or they watch it on Twitch for free. And then they click a link if they purchase something. And we do all the work, but I can do that work sitting at my desk in New Jersey to get it together and our folks vary in various places. So we've eliminated a barrier for thousands of people to be able to participate in these that never would have a chance. If you live somewhere near one of our shows, you have a chance to go to one of our shows. Or if there's a real destination, you're a huge Outlander fan, you probably found a way to get to New Orleans or to Cleveland or to Chicago in 2018. But if you couldn't, you know, now's your chance. Now's your chance to hear from them and then really to meet them. And it's we didn't know when we first did the first two or three how it's going to go. We had a feeling people were going to like it, but it's exceeded our expectation of how people have reacted, and we've seen it on Facebook and Twitter how people are, you know, just the part of it that I think that live moderated Q&A being open to everyone is kind of the key for us, because that's our way to kind of say we're in this with you guys and we're just going to provide this. That's usually part of our shows. This is free. This is for you. And we hope that people, you know, enjoy it. And if they want that extra and they want to do that, that's fine. But if they don't, just the fact that we have thousands of people that watch these make us feel great that we're in it together.
That's really a morale booster, too, for people who need that to be
right
able
now,
to just, be able to watch it right now. That's a nice thing to be able to have.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's a huge part of what we're doing, and like you said, it's different. It's different fandoms. You know, we hit the anime and the manga with Ruby, and then with My Hero. We've got the Outlander a couple times. We've got Grimm coming up. We've got Gotham. Mm-hmm. We've got some other ones. We got Henry Winkler coming up. Henry Winkler is coming up
Henry
next
Winkler,
week.
Yeah.
Henry Winkler is coming up next week. He's the nicest man. Chaz Palminteri has never been to one of our shows. Is doing Sunday. We got Family Ties coming up next week. Michael Gross and Meredith Baxter,
wow.
The parents and Family Ties. So it's a different. We have some sports ones we haven't announced yet that are coming very soon. We've got I don't know if we've announced it yet, but I'll tell you when we Dallas. Dallas. Yes.
Yeah.
So Patrick Duffy. So we've got four of the. You know, if you watch Dallas, if you're old like me and you watch Dallas back in the day, you know, we got that. So we got something for, and Dallas had a reboot. So it's people even will know Dallas now, even if they're not 51 years old or whatever I might be, 51 years old. But yeah, it's neat that we're going to do, you know, we're going to expand this. You know, there's going to be authors at some point. There's going to be artists at some point. There's going to be, maybe there'll be musicians. I mean, we just, the opportunities for this are endless. And we felt like, you know, it was March 9th when we got back. We wanted to get the first one up within 3 weeks. We did. And we wanted to get it going and get it going right. And even if the first two were going to be some hiccups and there were just very few, we had one little issue a couple shows, a couple events ago where one of the moderator, his internet went out, so we had to go back up, and then backup moderator came in, and it was great. You know, we have contingencies, but we know this, you know, we're at the whim of whatever might happen with the internet, but, you know, people are understanding, they get that, you know, I think just in every way that people have been understanding in other parts of their life, they get that this is something that that they can enjoy, that we enjoy bringing to people, because our passion is the fans and bringing celebrities and fans and characters together and bringing people together. For me at our shows, it's even more fun for me to see fans meet each other than even them meeting celebrities, just whether they're waiting online or sitting in a panel or, you know, whatever this case may be, getting photo ops and meeting other people that like the same things they like, doing meetup groups
is
a big thing.
From the fandom. I mean, we met each other through Outlander, so it definitely is a thing that happens, without a doubt.
Yeah.
And
now,
our world lives online. I mean, our world already lives online, so our shows – what I love about our shows is it kind of brings that together, but we've never had this other element to it. And so, yes, it's not the same as going to a show. As soon as we're able to do shows again, we can't wait to dive in and do shows again. That's what we do.
Yeah.
That's our lifeblood. That's, you know, our truck goes city to city and we go city to city and we meet people and that in-person meeting is great. This has been a pretty good substitute for now, and we just hope we can keep it going as long as we're, and we will, as long as people want to keep keep watching.
Okay,
well, Gary,
now,
I think I was just going to make a comment.
It's
phenomenal that you're doing this, because earlier on in the spring there were a couple of larger events that decided to go on as a physical event, but they said that they would be no touch conventions. And that to me is very disappointing, because if you go to a convention and you're there with those people, you want a handshake and a hug, and you don't want your picture to be 6 feet away from the other person. So, I mean, if you're going to do it virtually, do it virtually. If you're going to do it in person, do the full event in person. Right.
Yeah. You know what? I don't judge anyone on what decisions might have been made or thought in the last 90 days, 60 days. Right. This is an unprecedented thing for everyone. So we all want to save that experience for fans and for ourselves and for as a company. Every company wants to do that. So, you know, the last resort is to not have our show. So I don't fault anyone for any decision they made on any level like that. If fans are going to get that experience that way, if the option were there, that's, you know, here's the options presented. We're in an unprecedented situation here, right? This is something that everyone has to think on their own how they'll deal with, and as a community, how you should act to do things. So we're presenting the best way we could. We were in a situation where we didn't have a show in April or mm-hmm. later in March or in May to have to make that call. So I'm not going to put myself in their shoes and say they should have done this or should have done that.
Oh,
we can only control what we can do.
Sam was just saying that, you know, these shows that were forced into this because of was all this was not quite the way you really want to do a live show, but you know, it's what you had to do, you know.
Mm-hmm. I hear you. And some of these shows, they're my friends who work there. I mean, Wizard World alumni are at several other big show companies mm-hmm. now, and they're going to
be
my friends forever.
Yes.
So they're going to be my friends forever. So I want them. And I want everyone to succeed. I mean, Wizard World wants other shows to succeed. It means that the business is healthy. It means, I mean, you know, we want that to be the healthiest industry there is. We want the people that go to our show also to go to another show. We want people who do our virtual events to also do the other virtual events. The high tide lifting all the boats. That's what we need.
Right, and that creates more excited fans for everything. So let's just,
every time,
you know,
someone has a good experience, they tell their friends, and their friends do the next
Absolutely.
One. And the celebrities go on and talk about their experience. And, you know, we want the first Outlander group to have a great experience, both from a fan and a celebrity standpoint, so that they go online and they say, hey, this was great.
Yeah,
and they,
absolutely.
You know, and they are ready for the next one, you know. So we're glad that that we're able to present two different ones, and you know, we think down the road there'll be another. I mean, we're planning everyone we're doing to maybe do them again, to give people another chance.
Okay, now you had mentioned twitch.com/wizardworldvirtual to be able to watch the panels, and those are 10 a.m. Pacific time, so it'll be 8 here in the Chicago area Thursday and next Tuesday. And you had said there were a couple other platforms to watch these?
10 a.m. Pacific time, so noon Central time.
Right.
And 1 o'clock Eastern time.
You're right. I'm bad with that.
8 o'clock somewhere in the Pacific Ocean, however.
Right. My kids who live in New Zealand.
Which no one is floating around the Pacific Ocean these days on cruises because they're not.
No.
So that one. So most of them are at either 3 o'clock Eastern or 1 o'clock Eastern. Those are the normal times that we do them. Occasionally it varies just when, you know, it's when we can make sure we can have all the celebs together, basically.
So the one on Thursday,
this coming Thursday, with Grant and Steven and Neil and Lota and Annette, is at 1 o'clock Eastern, 10 o'clock Pacific, 10 o'clock a.m. Pacific. And that's coming up on Thursday. And then next Tuesday, May 5th, we have Duncan, Richard, John, Ed Spilliers, Colin, Kyle, and Tim. We had Kyle Reese as well, and Tim Downey. Mm. And that one is also at 1 o'clock Eastern and 10 o'clock a.m. Pacific.
Okay, and where can people see the panel? You had mentioned Twitch.
Yep, you can go to Twitch, and that's, again, twitch.com/WizardWorldVirtual.
Right.
You can also go to Facebook and go to the Wizard World page. Just go, just search Wizard World on the Facebook search, and it'll be on our Facebook. And also on our YouTube page, if you go to YouTube and either type in Wizard World, or if you go to youtube.com/WizardWorld, we make it easy. It's Wizard World, Wizard World, Wizard World. You can watch it right there. We'll be broadcasting it. It's a simultaneous, and you can ask your questions on any of the three platforms. Our folks are monitoring all three, so your question has an equal opportunity no matter which of those three platforms that you're watching it on. And it's all archived, so if you miss it, if you look at those times and go, I got to work, or I've got a meeting, or I got my kids, or I got whatever, and you want to go back and watch it, it's archived. So you can go back and watch any of the ones we've done already. They're all archived right at the bottom. Just scroll down at the bottom of – the best way is probably Twitch for the archive, because you go to that page and you just scroll down, and only things that are going to come up are all of our events.
Terrific.
The easiest.
I just set up a Twitch account.
I shouldn't say that, because YouTube is just as easy, because YouTube is our – Facebook might be a little harder to find them amidst all the other stuff, but I'd say the YouTube and the Twitch are the easiest to find the previously done ones.
And when do people have to sign up for the individual things by?
Any time up until the end of the broadcast. So if our broadcast is at 1 o'clock, it'll end about 1:45. And just for efficiency, you know, once we start doing them at 2 Eastern and 1 Central, it's hard for us to add someone after we've started, because – we've kind of already got the list and we're kind of going through. So really it's any time from this time you see it go up on our website until the end of that broadcast. So if you're on there and you're not sure and you want to watch a little bit and you're watching it and you go, man, Richard's really cute, I gotta do this, you can do it. It's not too late.
Okay.
That's just for example. That's the example I use.
Is there a maximum? Might you sell out? Or are you trying to say, should they maybe, you know, if they're worried that they won't get him?
Yeah, I mean, what will happen is if we have a really big advance sale. So, for example, for James Marsters, he had that 100-whatever number of people, 70, whatever it was that it ended up being. We divided those out so that someone's not sitting there for 4 hours waiting. We'll say, okay, you're Group A, Group B, Group C. Log in starting at 6 o'clock, starting at 5 o'clock, starting at whatever, so that you're not waiting around forever. You can log in at that time and then be in that group of, I think, 25. Then we do in groups of 25 when it's when it's that. So in terms of selling out, it's as long as the celebrity – like, they don't have to go anywhere. So not really. But, you know, unless someone says, I've only got 3 hours to do this today, and I've got – you know, the voice actors actually are – they're working. They're doing voiceovers, because some of the like the animation is still being created, because a lot of the stuff can be done at homes, and they all have home studios because they're professionals. So they're actually, some of them are working. So if you aren't sure, it's probably better to kind of do it if you're going to do it. Go, you know, but if you wait, the opportunity should still be there. Don't feel like you know, the show has started, so now I can't. We do allow it to be sold all the way up. And then we do the autographs and the videos. If you're not sure and you want to do that recorded video, we do that all the way up until midnight the day of the show. So if you're watching it and you're not sure, or if you want to do both, and you decide after you do the first one, I also want to get a video from him, that would be great. You have until midnight, because then those are things they do separately later. So within a couple of days, they've sent those to us, and we got those off to the customers also. So that's been a pretty efficient process, too. They're kind of enjoying doing that, too.
That's great. Well, Jerry, we have one caller for you at the moment. If anybody else wants to call in and just make a comment to Jerry or ask a question about the Wizard World events, it's 929-477-3898. So you just have a couple of minutes to call in. Let's see who this one caller is. I'm pretty sure I know who it is, but we'll just check. Hi, you're on the air. Who is this?
This is Jamie.
Hi, Jamie. Meet Jerry. Say hello.
Hello, Jerry.
Hi, Jamie. How are you today?
I am fantastic, because I have a great story from I was at Wizard World Chicago in 2018. And I had a little, my daughter was 10 and a half months at the time. And she kind of stole the show from some of the people. The one guy, he actually had to tell Sophie Skelton, can you give that lady back her baby? Because they just, Graham McTavish was holding her, loving on her. Richard Rankin was just, I got a bazillion pictures because he didn't want to give her up either. So that was just the coolest thing, was I had her there just because she's got an Outlander name. And Katrina actually came down and asked permission to come down from her autograph session because she wanted to meet my daughter, whose name is Brianna Claire. So, yes, she wanted to meet her little sort of namesake. And from another point of view, my mom was a quadriplegic and was in a wheelchair and had a lot of difficulty going to events. She didn't let it stop her. But once a few years ago before she passed away, she was in a nursing home. This would have been something she would have eaten up totally. So from that point of view, and people that I know with mobility issues, whether you're in a nursing home, maybe you don't drive, social anxiety issues. This is a huge thing because there were so many people I saw that were posting, do you realize that we're 50 and up at flying into New Orleans and we can't have a seat, or they were limited chairs? So the more seasoned vet fans are going to be like, yay, I could sit in my easy chair and not have to leave, and I can put my feet up and I could see my favorite people in the world on my computer, on my iPad. So this is going to be huge. Even if we could travel right now, I couldn't. I have three little kids. I'm kind of stuck in the house whether it's COVID or not. So I'm ecstatic and trying to figure out how I'm not going to max my credit card.
No, don't max your credit card. Look, remember that and I love your comment. Thank you so much for your comments. You're exactly our goal. I mean, we talked about it today on the call, and we do a little call beforehand with all the celebrities to just kind of get them accustomed to how they need to put their phone, you know, how they need to put their video, all that stuff. And we said, look, this isn't going to end when we go back to doing our live shows. Like we said earlier in this broadcast too, we're committed to finding ways to bring our show to people when people can't come to our show. And your experience at our show, I love that. I mean, we love having kids interacting, and obviously the celebrities love them. But now, like you said, other people who haven't had a chance to come to our shows for whatever the reasons are now can get a piece of this. And the experience, some of these fans have written back to us, and we're going to have some of these testimonials going up on our website too, telling us some of the same things that you're saying about their experience in this case with these celebrities on these live chats, that they just it took them a second or so to kind of get situated, and then once they did, it was just like having a conversation with a real person, because they are real people and they really do want to meet you. So it's kind of a great thing. But I appreciate your comments on this, and we hope to just make this bigger and bigger so that more people can take advantage of the things that you talk about.
Absolutely. I was in two different Skypes with Sam because I had gotten the VIP package, and then I had ordered an additional picture because I was going to do one picture with my daughter and I, and one just mommy and Sam, but that didn't work out. But I liked what you guys did. The Skype thing was great. And it made you a little less nervous because you weren't actually standing next to him, because I was okay with my words. I didn't get flustered until he asked me my last name, and then it was like, my what? You want to know my what, huh? And so, but for the additional pictures, there were, I think, 15 to 20 people for a 15-minute event. And those were really cool because he was talking to the group. People were asking deeper questions. And so I got to see both sides, and I was truly impressed with how that all went. So I was really pleased that I decided to keep my tickets and go ahead with it. And I was meeting people in line from Australia who came all the way to Chicago. So this is truly global, that there's going to be people that are like, oh, I get an opportunity, and I don't have to buy a $2,000 to $3,000 plane ticket. So this is fantastic.
Yeah, and,
so I applaud
and
you.
And the opportunity as a – I appreciate that. The opportunity as a big fan for you now to – going to be, have two different sessions, so you'll be able to watch them, you know, interacting on Thursday with the first group and then next Tuesday with the other group. And if there's
mm-hmm.
one that you're really close to or two that you're really close to and you're in the position and you're going to get that separate or five that you really feel you want to do that, I mean, that's you know, that's the next level. But we just love that we can bring this to thousands of people all over the globe who love whatever these individual
mm-hmm.
fandoms are. And some people are just checking it out to check it out. They might not even know if they're a fan of this or that, but these celebs are so darn entertaining. It's not just insider
yeah.
stuff. Like, you don't have to be a huge fan of Outlander to want to tune into this and
mm-hmm.
just kind of watch some people having fun interacting with each other, which is pretty neat too.
Well,
well,
I'm
Jamie,
also grateful to have a reason
to
dress
have...
up, too. So, thank you again.
Jamie, we're going to say goodbye to you. We have somebody else who wants to talk to Jerry. So,
take
thanks
care.
For
Good night.
Calling. You're in the drawing. Good night.
Bye, Jamie.
Jerry, we have one more person. Her name is Coco Pipkin. Hi, Coco. You're on the air. How are you?
Well, I'm doing
Coco.
Pretty well. How's everybody?
Good.
Not bad.
Hi, Coco. How you doing?
Hi, Jerry. How are you? I'm
I am so good to talk to you now.
Well,
what are we, chopped liver, Jerry?
I already talked to you guys already. I'm talking to Coco now.
Oh, God. I'm going to get a reputation.
Get? Too late.
No, I think this is really great. I'm excited. Right when I saw it, I went and bought a Stephen Creed chat right off the bat.
Oh,
so,
good. He'll be happy to meet you.
I love Stephen. I've been to a couple of your shows, and I went to Portland because I'm just up I-5. And I'm just going to say the axe throwing with Richard was probably one of the most fun things.
Yeah, I love that you brought that up, because when we go back to doing shows, we want to do those kinds of after events to just be that next level thing for people. Look at the memory that you have of that. That's something you're never going to forget. And it was just a fun, like we talked to Richard and said, well, what kind of fun thing would you want to do? How about axe throwing? Next thing you know, we've got an event set up. So I love that you brought that up.
Well, yeah. Yeah, no, it was fun. There were only six of us. And so we had three teams, and he just went from booth to booth and made fun of us. And I beat him in one round. So it was all good.
They need to show
up
his throwing skills on the show.
Yeah.
Have Richard throw, you know,
so,
have Roger
anyway,
throwing it.
That was fun. And then I went to your New Orleans show, which was really a lot of fun. And just as an aside, Mike, who does programming, is an A-plus guy.
Oh, well, thank you. He's our moderator, so you'll see him again on Thursday and then next Tuesday.
Oh,
he's our main moderator for these Q&As. So when you watch it, he's going to be keeping everything going and – so he's doing all of those. I'm going to be doing some of them, but he's the main guy doing them. So you'll see him for both of the Outlander ones. He is. I agree with you. He's the best, and I'm not going to tell him because his head's going to get too big. But but I agree with you 1,000% on that.
Here's one of my questions is, so when you have a lot of people, let's just say you have 100 for Stephen Cree. I'm just throwing that out there.
Yes.
And you have certain time blocks. Do you send us an email so we know which time block to sit in, or how does
absolutely
how does that work?
Absolutely. By default, you would be in the time block starting right after the event, so 2:00 Eastern time or whatever that is
11.
In wherever time zone you're in,
11.
Right? Would be by default, but you check the email. It might say, you know, you're in group 2, and that's going to start at 3:00. Or you're in group 3. We've only had to do that with a couple of the celebrities. If it's somewhere in the range where we can do them all in one, we do it all in one. sometimes the good thing is we, as moderators, we can talk to each other. So if you, if someone has bought multiple ones, mm-hmm. I might say, hey, where is Jane? I need Jane. And then so whoever has Jane can send them to me, can tell Jane, oh, go to, I'm going to be working with Grant or work. I guess I'll go to Grant's. And then this way I can handle it. So we're trying to be as efficient as we can. We don't want a celebrity to sit there waiting for one more person who's got, who's in another room. And we also don't want a person who's purchased to be waiting around when they could be doing one that will keep them going. So, you know, we keep in contact, we keep in communication. And if someone is not in the room properly or whatever, I'll look and say, oh, where's, you know, Jane hasn't gotten in here yet. We'll email or we'll text you or whatever information we have for you to say, hey, you know, come on into whoever's room right now. Come into Grant's room. He's ready for you. So we'll just keep the communication going. We're, even though it sounds, you know, it's Wizard World and we do 20 shows and we're big, you know, there's nine of us kind of handling everything. So it's a very, you know, we're a close group and we just try to make it run as efficiently as possible. But if you ever have any questions or what have you, you know, our info is right there on the website. You can be emailing and we're on there all the time. So you can, if you have any question about it, just let us know.
Okay. Yeah, that's really great. Thank you. Cause, I have not purchased for next week yet. And this is actually, all right. It's my birthday over the weekend. So this is, we're just going to start the party on Thursday. And we'll just plow through May, but we'll start on Thursday with the panel and talking to Stephen, and then I'll pick the ones for next week. So maybe get a margarita for Cinco de Mayo.
There are worse things than that. There are worse things than that.
Actually, that's, well, that's the day we're supposed to come out of lockdown. So maybe. We'll see. So... Well, thank you very much. I appreciate you answering the question, and I'm not sure that I have another. I've been listening the entire time, and so I appreciate it. Thank you for bringing this to us. And
you got it. We will see you on Thursday. Literally, we will. We'll see you on Thursday.
Well, Coco, thanks for
next
calling.
Week, I had to rearrange a doctor's appointment, so I have my priorities.
Wow.
I get that.
Yep.
All
absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely.
Take care,
you.
Coco. Talk to you soon.
All righty. Bye.
Thank you, Coco.
Bye. Okay, Jerry, I don't think we have any other callers who had questions. You answered everything so well.
I had somebody who DM'd me because they didn't want
to
call in.
Okay.
So they had a crazy question, and I don't know the answer to it.
There are no crazy questions, only crazy people who ask questions.
Yeah, this one might be considered crazy. They wanted to know if you could stack your minutes. So say you wanted with, you know, like more than just a minute or two with your favorite, are you able to buy multiples and stack the time together? I would have never thought to do that.
Yes, the answer is yes, but when
wow.
they do that, they should let us know, do they want to stack it and do them all, or do they want one to be for them and one for someone else? We had one of our, and this is, we're learning as we go along here. We've just assumed that if people buy three, that just means they want 6 minutes. But one of them
gotcha.
Had bought two, and she really wanted 2 minutes for her and 2 minutes for her friend. So we didn't know that, and we went through, and the first one went on and went on for like 4 minutes because, you know, we went in, okay, great, thanks, bye. And then she was back in the room, and I thought she just hadn't left the room or I had forgotten to remove her or whatever it was.
Yeah.
And I got finished, and I closed it, and she wrote us and said, no, it was one for me and one for Janie Jane, and I didn't know the other one was for Janie Jane. So we ended up – we gave her a video instead, which was fine. But
gotcha.
Just let us know if you're interested in that. We have done
that
with several people. But if you want it to be for yourself and someone else, make sure we know so that we can make sure it's two individual ones and not one long one.
Sure. Hmm. But the people have to be in the same – like Aaron and I would have to be in my living room, not Aaron in her living room and me in mine, correct?
No, if you buy two, you can have two separate. You're going to get you're both going to get the link.
No, okay. So you can't both like be on this at the same time.
Oh, absolutely. All of you can be in there. You can have 10 people in there together.
if they're in different locations, because it's a Zoom meeting, so I guess you could say put Aaron and Samantha both in the next 2 minutes.
No, you would, if you want to do it together with her, you'd have to be on the
same
on, in the same place. Yes,
gotcha.
You'd have to be
okay.
in the same place to do it together, unless we know that you want to do that. We have the technology certainly to bring you both into her room, but only if we know that in advance.
Gotcha.
If
you
tell us, and look, we have customer service at wizardworld.com. We also have PR at wizardworld.com. That's me, PR at wizardworld.com. If you
right.
have a special request that you guys from two different locations want to both be on the same time with Lota or with Richard Rankin or whoever, and if you tell us that in advance, we'll make sure that the moderator who's running that room just brings you both in together.
You know, I do
okay.
have to say, Jerry, you guys do have the best customer service, because I do remember 2018
yeah.
when all of those cancellations happened, and us being in Chicago and being, you know, the Outlandish Chicago, you know, facilitators, we had another big event too, and so we got to hear
right.
everybody, and there were so many people that were so appreciative of, because the guys working behind those booths were probably just as frazzled, but they were all phenomenal. They really,
yeah.
everybody
were.
Was
so
terrific.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, there was
well, I appreciate
one young
that.
Man.
We do try to pride ourselves in. We've been doing shows since 1998. I've been doing shows since 2010. So I'm 11 years now, 11th year at Wizard World. And our people who've done shows, it's not their first rodeo. They understand
yeah.
that the, you know, how to make the experience the best for as many, you know, for everyone that we can. And that Chicago, I mean, remember we had the you know, the cancellation, and also, you know, we had everyone couldn't be there all the days that they were
yeah,
supposed
Katrina
to.
Yeah, Katrina moved
so
dates. Yeah,
right. basically, right. So Katrina can only do Thursday. We said, okay, come back next year and come to another show. And
mm-hmm.
so we gave everybody who came to that show the opportunity. If you wanted a refund, you just wanted a refund on everything, here's your refund on everything. But if you want to come to the show, we'll also give you two tickets to another show anytime the next calendar year, which we did. And a lot of people took us up on that, which was great because they were coming to my table to sign up. So I know we had hundreds of people who did that and also still got the opportunity to do that. And then Sam signed. If you had an autograph, he still did all the autographs and sent them. So I think that even though it wasn't the experience as intended, meeting Sam,
mm-hmm.
I think that everyone went away who decided that they weren't along with it and went continued on. And understood that we were trying to do our best. They were rewarded with, I think, a great experience.
Yeah, yeah. You guys were all terrific in trying to work that. I know there was some issues that some of the photos, the autograph photos, and I think there are still some people who are saying they never got their autograph photo, but from 2018. Because I was
well again if they have a question that they think hasn't been resolved, you know, customercare@wizardworld.com or
okay.
my email is pr@wizardworld.com. There it is.
Okay.
Send me an email
was,
and I'll get to the bottom of it.
Yeah. I was the admin for our Wizard World Chicago group. And every once in a while somebody surfaces saying, hey, did you get your photo? So I'll just post in that group that if you didn't, you know, to go ahead and contact one more time that you've been, you know, that we've just let you know that there's possible.
Yeah, please do. Please
yeah,
do.
Yeah. But I just wanted to tell you, if you're ever looking for another moderator, especially for Outlander or anything else for any of your in-person shows, give me a call. I tried to.
Sure. No problem. For us, the moderator is important. A lot of you'll see, and a lot of our moderators
mm-hmm.
are experts from fan groups and
mm-hmm.
from shows, from media, from people who know. I mean, a moderator who understands the fandom of that particular celebrity is important. I mean, it makes a difference. Sometimes if the questioning is slow, you'll see Mike is so good. That if the questions are slow, he's
yeah,
got a
yeah.
couple more in his pocket, but he also keeps the conversation going. But sure, no, that's definitely something that that we can think about.
Give me the best of your mind. I live here in Chicago, but I can get anywhere. So.
We've all been to those events, right, Aaron, where we get up there and the moderator mispronounces the character or mispronounces
the
actor's name. It's like, really? You had one job. Another never happens at Wizard World, just so you know.
No. Yeah,
we tried.
Our first Wizard World, Allison and I came, and it had to be 2015.
Okay.
And a bunch of the Doctor Who people were supposed to be there and canceled, and we didn't realize they had canceled. It was my first con ever, and but I got to see Jeremy Renner, who was my absolute fave at the time, and he's still great. But so that was a lot of fun, and I've enjoyed going to Wizard World shows ever since then. So. I really wanted to go to New Orleans. We were in Florida, and I told my husband, what would be the difference if we had the last of our vacation in New Orleans, where he used to live, and he loves the city, instead of staying in Florida, but he didn't want to go. So I will make it.
The difference is you'd be divorced, yeah.
No, he loves going to New Orleans, and it really would have been fine, but I think he was just looking forward to Florida. So. So maybe another time we'll get there, maybe next year, if we're not in New Zealand. So, but thank you so much. I truly appreciate you coming on such late notice. This was just something I thought about early this morning and emailed Jerry, and he was right away like, yes, I'm in, and that was terrific. So we appreciate you joining us and giving us all this great information, and I know fans are going to be very excited about Thursday and then next Tuesday. I know I'll be watching both panels, so that'll be a thrill.
Great. Well, thanks so much for thinking of me and having me on, and I'd love to do this again sometime when we could talk about whatever other fandom that we have coming up. So, look, if you look at the schedule on that wizardworldvirtual.com, it's got everyone on there that we're doing, and we've got about 5 or 6 more coming in the next couple of days that we're announcing for early May.
Yeah, Grim's
going to
be good.
So get ready to get that Twitch. Start watching Twitch.
So we'll keep an eye on all of that and see what else we can talk to you about. And I will get you the winner's question within the next day, and they will be happy about that.
We'll make sure that gets up there.
Yeah. I'll get that to you. And thank you again, Jerry. We really appreciate it. Now, go off and have the rest of your evening. Survive the cold.
You too. Enjoy it. Thanks so much, guys.
Thank you very much.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Well, that was fun.
That was fun.
Jerry's great.
You can really tell he likes his job. That's so cool.
Yeah.
He likes his job. Absolutely.
Well, I've always been impressed whenever we've gone to Wizard World. I think I've gone 3 times. And I haven't been to any of the out of Chicago ones like you have. But I've been impressed with the staff. People who work at shows like this, you know, people who work for like Emerald City and C2E2 and everything, they enjoy what they do, you know. You have to do, you know, such a heavily customer service kind of job like this. You really have to enjoy it.
Yep.
So, okay. Now, if you wanted to call in and ask us a question or talk about the episode, we've got about 15 minutes left of the show, so we'll be happy to take a caller or two. 929-477-3898. So what else is coming up this week? We have Diana's episode that she wrote is 5/11. How nervous are we for this one? Not in terms of her writing, but
what disaster is going to happen?
Well, it's the penultimate, so it's the second to the last one. So usually the last one, and I've heard everybody say, without saying specifics, the last one is very good, usually the one before the one that's big, and you know, so I'm hoping that it's good, but can you have two back-to-back big ones?
I don't know.
Well, is it set up the bigger one? Who knows?
Yeah. My concern with Diana's episode, I mean, we all know she wrote that one in, was it season two? And that, of course, was great. And mm-hmm. And like somebody said today in one of the groups, well, at least we know for an hour people, the characters will be speaking in their authentic voices. but she still has to deal with the arc of the story
right.
that the writers have said. She can't go back and all of a sudden add in, you know, Ian hasn't come back yet and, you know, blah, blah, blah. So,
right. yeah.
you know, so she's still going to be dealing with the reality of what the TV show has set up. So that'll be interesting.
Maybe she gets to write this scene where, I don't know to who he will profess this, but his reason, Ian's reason for coming back from the Mohawk, maybe she gets to take on that story.
Uh-huh. I think it's a little weird that he came back.
Two episodes ago?
Well, now you have to go, there have been two episodes since the one where he came back. And it hasn't been mentioned.
Right.
You know.
Yeah.
It's all of a sudden he's just
brooding.
A fixture of.
And it's clearly been a matter of months because you don't just heal from that snake bite that had, you know, I mean,
right.
it took him a while to
yeah.
Right.
be not going to be running down the beach the next day.
Right, right. And Jemmy is saying understandable words now. So it's been a while.
Boy, that little actor is adorable, isn't he?
He is.
You.
Actually, they are. They're twins.
Yeah, they are. Right, right. So so we don't know how long it's been, but I don't know. And nobody's, you know, they've never mentioned it. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. So we'll have to see how that goes next week. And then after that, we've got one more episode. And then we're back to Droughtlander, which at this point, who knows how long that will be. Because
things
have been backed up a little bit in terms of being able to start filming, at least.
You know, the
writers can do their thing at home.
Did you guys hear how Ed found out? Did you see in any of the articles how he found out he was gonna that Bonnet was gonna die?
No.
Yeah. Tell
he
it.
He found out when they asked him to come in to have a
prosthetic
fitted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what I
for
did
a gunshot.
See that. Yeah.
And he was thinking, oh, for my leg or something?
Yeah.
No, your head.
Your middle of your head. Okay, I guess I'm dying. That's sad.
Now, did you listen to Sophie did an Instagram live with I don't want to say the wrong magazine, a magazine account on Instagram this week, and she had mentioned how that they were supposed to be back filming now, but of course obviously they're not, but she did mention that she does have a new start filming date. She didn't mention what that date was, but clearly they're trying to at least put some plans in place, and who knows if it, you know, could be pushed back, could not, but she made a joke about it, you know, well, it's not like we can just do our scenes with masks on.
No.
Well, we'll just have to, I don't know. I'm a little nervous about it. So there's still a lot to come in the book because they pulled so much from season six or from the sixth book that they haven't gotten half the events in from the fifth book. So who knows what we're still going to get.
Yeah. I'm trying to think. Well, I'm trying to remember where they're going to break this off. They've already started to merge the end of this book with the beginning of the next one. I'm trying to think if there's any place that I would choose to, if you're going to have a cliffhanger or a you know, something that's going to keep people sort of wanting to come back to the next season. You know, is there something big?
I don't know. I'd have to go back and look at the end of season five. I don't remember. Yeah. But the Bonnet kidnapping is almost at the end of season, is at book six. So they really jumped ahead in that one.
Yeah.
So, and in fact, that was the point where Brianna told Roger that she was pregnant with Mandy. So who knows? I don't know. But so are you guys surviving? I know the three of us talk all the time, but tell everybody else, how are you surviving COVID? Sam, you're working full time from home.
Yep. And my apartment, I swear, gets smaller every day. And my pants are shrinking. Everything's just, maybe I'm just getting, it's the incredible growing. Anyway,
I'm getting very impatient with my husband.
Oh no.
Starting to annoy me more and more. But you know.
Mine is only home a couple days a week. He goes into the office downtown Chicago a couple days a week, so that's not too bad. I had one big piece of great news today. I got to see the ultrasound scan of my very first grandchild today. So,
Yay!
That came to me all the way from New Zealand. The baby is currently 2.5 inches long and was squirming all over during the ultrasound. So
cute.
I think if so that cute. Was my only news for this week, I could be happy. So
yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So that was very exciting. And my other daughter-in-law-to-be bought her wedding dress this week. So everybody's moving on and keeping their lives going. So
that's great.
You know, this too shall pass. We will all get through this, ladies, and we'll find out what's on the other side. And
one way or the other.
One way or the other. And know that you can always count on your Outlander friends and your Outlander sisters to get through. And we're all hoping that everybody we know who's been affected by the virus, either directly or indirectly, you know, everybody learns to deal and live with it and you know, remember all their family members. And it's sad. I mean, people have lost, a couple people in the Outlander Chicago group have said that they've lost grandparents lately.
That's
been very hard. So we all have to take care of each other.
Yep, well, and if anything, if you got to look for the silver lining here, I think that just like Jerry was saying, that it's going to change the way his company does events and businesses, I think it's also going to change the way people interact and communicate with each other. I think for a long time, and I can say this because I've lived in other countries too for a while, and you know, I think in America, you start to really get caught up in the whole commercialism and the rat race and all of a sudden, you know, and jobs are very important because making money is very important, but the whole materialism is very, it's very prevalent. It's hard to really back away from it. And I'm kind of hoping that now that stores have been closed for months, maybe we're going to be able to go to a simpler life and maybe realize that, well, gosh, you know, maybe I don't have to get my nails done every 2 weeks or my hair done every month or my, you know, and I'm just throwing things out there. I mean, obviously there are things that, you know, people will still continue to do, but you know, the important things are, you know, actually picking up the phone and talking to people or using the phone to FaceTime and see people and checking in with people to make sure that they're okay. You know,
yeah.
makes the world smaller that way.
I'll tell you, I am ready to go on a shopping spree, and on behalf of all of the nail technicians and salon stylists, I hope everybody rushes out and gets everything done. And, you know,
yeah.
I know
this is
true. For myself personally, when I go to get my hair cut, I'm paying also for the appointment that I missed, which should have been like the week we all went into quarantine.
You know, that's actually a very nice idea. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was somebody else's idea, and I thought, yeah, you know, I think this is probably the right thing to do. Because they've all completely lost, you know, income. And if the government ever, unemployment is a mess. I mean, everybody's applied for it, and the poor unemployment office people can't keep up with the number of people who have applied. So people have not been getting, you know, the unemployment checks that they have been expecting. So it's been very difficult for everybody all the way around.
It's complicated for sure.
Yeah, yeah. But, and as Allison and I do glass work, we're sure hoping that people are going to continue to buy that kind of stuff too. You know?
Yes.
Shop small, shop local, you know?
Once a week, at least, we do try to, like, order in from someplace local because we do want to make sure that those small little restaurants do get some business. And it's not a lot, but it's... Yeah.
And that they're still there when they can open up again, you know?
Right.
So my husband works for a company that has restaurants, and they're hoping that they'll be able to open up again and afford to... bring all their employees back up and that people will actually come out to eat. You know, it's not going to be an easy thing, but I think, Coco says she's dying for a petty. So you know, there's somebody who's going to be able to get out and go get
her. She gets out multiple times a week for physical therapy. I told you that when I came, we had that virtual lunch date, you know, in the parking lot. That was the first time I was out in weeks because I just don't go out.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you do a social distance lunch, do not leave the auxiliary on your car.
I was not going to out you for that, Marilyn.
Boy. Battery died and I had to call a tow truck. Oh, it was funny. God. You missed it. We've got 2 minutes, but the tow truck driver came out and Sam, once she realized that I was, you know, safe and I was going to be able to be taken care of, you took off, which was great. And he was telling me that he's been going out to people who call and finds out that they are out when they shouldn't be. And he will refuse to tow them or jump them and he will leave them sitting there.
Oh,
wow. Well, I guess you were allowed to be there, I guess, huh?
Because I was out getting food.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes, so that was okay. But he got a call to come and tow a guy who he and his wife went to a park, and he went out to the park, and he said, you know, parks are closed. You're not supposed to be here. And the guy says, well, I've called 3 other tow drivers, and they won't help me. And he said, there's a reason for that.
Wow. That's amazing.
So, I thought that was very interesting, you know.
Yeah.
And it was kind of funny. But I was glad that he actually took care of my car instead of deciding that even though I was getting food, I shouldn't have been sitting there talking to my friend for for an hour and a half. So, but we're going to wrap up. We will be with you next week. To talk about Diana's episode and hopefully to talk to people who did the Wizard World events, because that will be the evening of the last one of the 2 Wizard World events. So if you're interested, go to wizardworld.com, buy your private event, watch the panels Thursday morning, Thursday and next Tuesday, and call us next week and tell us what it was like and how much fun you had. So we're going to go off with, let's do Richard singing Clementine. Good night, ladies. Thank you for coming out tonight.
Good night.
Take care. We'll see you all next week.
In a cavern in the canyon, excavating for a mine, dwelt a miner 49er and his daughter Clementine. Oh, my darling, oh, my darling, oh, my darling Clementine. You were lost and gone forever, dreadful sorry Clementine. Light she was, and like a fairy, and her shoes were number 9. Herring boxes with a topsy, sandals were for Clementine. Oh, my darling, oh, my darling, oh, my darling Clementine. You were lost and gone forever.